WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7, 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Attorney will not be prosecuting Rafael Pina on a charge of misdemeanor assault. Rod Anderson said he met with Bryan police detectives yesterday and reviewed police video and the 911 call from the April 20th incident.
There was obviously misconduct. There were not any Class A or B misdemeanor charges that I could see that we would file through my office.
Anderson says he has not been asked by the Bryan Municipal Court prosecutor to consider a Class C misdemeanor. City prosecutor Josh Galicia told WTAW News he had no comment about the incident at the home of Pina's mother, where the councilman and his wife have been staying. The College Station City Council is preparing for final action for the future annexation of a master planned community that will replace Texas World Speedway.
It's been a little more than 2 years since the council approved Southern Point, the first of two municipal utility districts that will eventually be annexed into College Station. Planning and Development Director Lance Sims says Southern Point has approved a strategic partnership agreement that the council will consider a week from Monday. That includes the city being allowed to proceed with annexation when 90% of the infrastructure has been built.
Including water, wastewater treatment, and drainage facilities and roads. One of the things, obviously, through the platting process, we'll watch all that, so we'll know when all the infrastructure is going in.
Late next month, the council could consider a second MUD, the Milliken Reserve Development along FM 2154. But most of the properties in the Navasota School District. That led to College Station City Manager Kelly Templin setting up a meeting with the landowner and the CSISD superintendent.
I think the prospect of there being any exchange of property or, I guess, service territory is, well, slim and none.
Like Southern Point, Milliken reserves a combination of residential and commercial components. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man arrested last week for setting fire to his mobile home and two vehicles belonging to people he had disputes is now accused of molesting an underage girl. 42-year-old Adrian Ortiz Mejia is also being held for immigration authorities. Bonds on the criminal charges now total $300,000. An employee working at a plasma center in College Station told police he was struck in the face by a donor who wouldn't leave because he kept falling asleep while giving blood. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Reese Walker of College Station pulled the needle out of his arm and threw it at the victim before hitting him. State officials are moving ahead with one of the issues approved by last year's legislature to build a depository to hold gold here instead of New York City. One of the co-sponsors is State Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham.
This could spin off Texas becoming more of a financial centralized system. Why is it all in New York? I don't know.
Kolkhorst hopes state officials choose one of several sites being considered by the end of the year. Contractors are also being sought to build the depository. The annual observance of National Hospitality and Tourism Week by the Convention and Visitors Bureau again takes place throughout the month of May. The CVB's Sydney Murrell says that includes a family-friendly event tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park in College Station. The celebration from 6 until 8 wraps up with the movie Seabiscuit. And then next week, the CVB will also be awarding prizes by following their social media.
We're using the hashtag CelebrateBCS. So make sure you're following us at Visit Aggieland on Twitter. And each day there will be some kind of contest, and then there will be a grand prize giveaway that's been donated by our sponsors.
More information is online at visitaggieland.com. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 55 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 1607-40A, 2009 Toyota Yaris. Selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe Sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe Sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning. It's 6:13. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure continues to control the weather across the state. Lots of sunshine yet again today. Temperatures warming up probably to about 85 this afternoon. We'll be clear to partly cloudy through the overnight. By morning, we're 60 to 65. Weekend looks good, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and warm again tomorrow, 80 to 85. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor will give us a weekend outlook for the Ags. Also, I've got scores for the MLB, and I got a story on the NFL for you. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's Mother's Day. It's coming up Sunday. Mm-hmm. Should already know that. If you don't, now you
do.
Yep. Hallmark says Mother's Day is their third most popular card-buying holiday. They sell 162 million cards. That's because so many people use the occasion to celebrate relationships with sisters and aunts and other important women in their lives. Only Christmas and Valentine's Day or above that. Among Hispanics, Mother's Day is the single biggest card day of the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's your little
What kind of card givers are y'all? Are you like the sentimental card giver or the funny card giver?
Oh, I do the funny.
I got to do funny. Yeah.
It's always like a contest in our family who picked out the funniest card.
Ah, there you are. Yep. You know, the favorite Christmas card I received, and I actually tried to find it so I could share it with others, it was it had a top hat and a carrot and two pieces of coal and a puddle of water. And it said, "Have a Merry Christmas." Frosty would have wanted it that way. I know.
That's great.
Anyway, so the amount that will be spent on flowers for Mother's Day, $2.4 billion. 67% of the buyers do the flower thing. Now, they're saying more and more to look at plants. Because they last longer.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually might even...
Depending on who you give the plant
to. Well, that's
to.
Also true, if they have the ability to do that. And also the other deal is that they might, if they're native or close to native, they might be able to be planted outside, and then they could, you know, really continue
and
to
if you give it to them today, they can garden it naked tomorrow.
That's perfect. Tie all that together. Actually, if you get it today, you avoid the rush, too.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah.
The deal is all the women who are going to give Mother's Day gifts bought them already.
Oh,
okay,
right.
Maybe long ago. So, guys, we're the only ones that are out there
scrambling.
Going,
guys in Chelsea.
Okay. Look, this is nice. It's got seven roses and three purple carnations. Yeah,
it was a mixed bouquet.
Yes, exactly.
It's trendy.
Some plants have like other applications too that can help out your home, you know, like insect repellent properties and things like that.
Sure.
So if you need to use that as an excuse,
that would work.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. So two states where moms have the most kids. The average woman has two children in her lifetime. Only 10% of women in U.S. America have four or more kids. That's somewhat lower than it was back in 1976. Two states where moms have the most kids. One I figured out. The other I didn't. It was kind of surprising. Number one is Utah. Okay.
Okay.
And then number two is Alaska.
Hmm. Huh.
Women average three children there. And again, if you went back 150 years, it was different because obviously kiddos worked in the agrarian part of the economy. So bigger families were probably more prevalent then. All right. So now. On the other side, they talked to moms. Women's Magazine did a survey of moms and their kids. More than 1,000 respondents polled to get these results. What was or is the most challenging stage of your child's life for you as a mom?
Hmm.
31% said teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
25% said infancy with the 4 a.m. feedings and the colic.
Yeah,
22% came in at the terrible twos. The tweeners came in at 17%. That left 5% for adulthood.
I've had friends' moms who have said they're so much harder after they get to college.
Oh, really?
I think you worry about them more because they might not be in your household anymore. And then the decisions they're making could be life-altering.
Yep. Yeah, independent choices.
Right.
Going, what in the world were you thinking?
Right. Because I would, you know, pay money to go back to high school days when I was arguing over the cell phone.
See, exactly. Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right, here we go. The stages that are most enjoyable. 1 to 3, because you get your first steps, and that's a big accomplishment. 39% said that. 34% said that infancy, because they missed the little hands and feet.
They can't talk.
Yeah, really. But, no, they can't talk, but they do express their opinion.
True.
Very directly. They do a fine job there. 13% said the tweener years were the best times, except for Barney. And 7% said when they were teenagers. Wow, really? Okay.
That's a high number for that?
I think so.
And I thought it was a low number for the ones who disapprove of who were more annoyed by the ones who grew up.
Right, yeah.
Because sometimes you might be annoyed that they're still in your house.
Well,
that too.
You know, I don't have that story right here. We'll do that later on this morning. Yeah, this, I believe, had to do with Italy. There are apparently a lot of folks where... Failure to Launch. Remember that movie?
Yes.
I think we're basically talking about that.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. Well, or a very frightening movie. I'm not exactly sure. It depends. But the thing that's important, too, is that among the things that you learn in your home are your manners.
Mm-hmm.
How you behave, how you should act when you're around other people. Let's dive in here. Yeah. Hello.
Shoot, in high school, I wasn't having to worry about my cell phone. I was having to worry about my nosy neighbor on our party line out there.
The nosy neighbor on the party line. Wow. That's going back. All right, so your parents teach you how to behave in public. So when was the last time you ate with or near somebody who slurps their food? Yeah, in some cultures, it's actually quite acceptable. But the big question is, why? And there seems to be, I mean, you know, if you're the only person slurping in the room, you may alienate the folks around you, but there seems to be a reason why they do that. Slurping makes food taste better.
Like the wine people that do
that little thing. Yeah. So mechanically, slurping helps the flavor and the smell get to where it's supposed to, according to a... member of the faculty at the University of Texas Health School of Dentistry. Slurping agitates the food right there so that it's spread out kind of all across your tongue, touches all the taste buds, and by doing that, it increases secretion of the salivary glands, and it causes you to maybe taste the food a little differently and more completely. Well, I don't know about that, but I know one thing. You can't be slurping your nail polish.
Oh,
KFC
no.
in Hong Kong is marketing edible nail polish that tastes like chicken.
Gross.
Original and spicy.
Yeah. KFC designated the polish to appeal to young consumers.
What's the point, though? You put it on, you lick it off, you put it back on?
That's well, it. Use it up faster.
Yeah.
Why don't you just drink it out of the bottle?
But your fingers then are constantly in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you're touching things.
Yes. It's
gross.
I know.
It is the worst idea.
Well,
of spreading germs.
And
you could imagine.
But if you consider the reason they did it, and I'm surprised it took this long, I mean, what was the slogan for Kentucky Fried Chicken for years?
Finger licking good.
I mean, so from that standpoint, it would be gold. Yeah, it would.
So the marketing gold.
The marketing team was deciding between flavored nail polish or what? Chicken skin gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl.
Yeah, you got to do that. Hello, it's Patton Oswalt. That's the famous girl. Hello. Well, you got to wait. We'll get around to you. But I mean, you make a great point, and that is you're sticking your fingers in your mouth on purpose.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what do you get? Talking about mothers, let's go back to your childhood when you used to stick your hands and your fingers in your mouth all the time.
Yeah.
What was the first thing? Get your hand out of your mouth.
Exactly.
Get your hand out of your mouth.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah. Now it's go ahead, put your finger in your mouth.
Because
it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, sure. So the fast food chain is asking customers in Hong Kong to pick which flavor should go into mass production. So apparently they're not going to listen to us. They're going to do it anyway. Doesn't mean that it's a good idea.
You know where else fingernail polish can go?
Yeah.
On your toes.
I guess if you're that nimble, you ought to be able to do that. Hello.
I'm just wondering, do you paint your toes with it and taste it that way too?
That's just where we're going.
Good timing.
Yeah. Yep. And after your toes been in shoes all day, you're going to do that. Yeah, all right, never mind.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Ah, yes, KFC nail polish that tastes like chicken. Hey!
Golly.
Keep doing it.
I don't know. Anyway, everybody keeps coming up with new thoughts. And then, if you have long nails and you decide you're going to cut them after you put the nail polish on there that tastes like chicken, then, I mean, how would that work? That way you could take the clippings and just put them in your mouth, right?
I'm getting physically sick over here.
Just between your cheek and gum, right? Hello.
Okay, so your historical trivia for the day, there was a time when women wore chicken skin gloves at night to get their hands soft.
What? All right. Thank you.
I called it. Chicken skin gloves.
You didn't make that up. Brad, you didn't make that up. Okay. All right. Well, we have something to Google during the news. Well, Chelsea, you'll be reading the news. We'll be looking up chicken skin gloves.
Yes,
I'm just letting you know.
I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details. details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shall we check some weather? All right, let's do that. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, going to have another pretty nice day. We'll be about 85 or so. Winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour, so that should be pleasant. About 60 tonight. 86 tomorrow and gusty winds, but they'll be coming out of the south, so that different feel, but be gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Lay down a little bit on Sunday, ought to be a pretty nice day. 84 will be the high temperature. There's a slight chance of showers on Sunday night, and Monday we're starting the week with a 50-50 chance of showers. Just so you know, by middle of next week, we will be approaching 90. Right now, winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we got 55.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote, call 979-776-1800, or go online to Brazos Moving and storage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A few months ago, I told you about the homeless problem in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Today, here's another news article. Homelessness growing in LA County as more live in cars and tents. Now, according to the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, there are almost 47,000 homeless people on any given night, a 6% increase over the last year. The report says that most of the chronically homeless are people with mental illness and substance abuse problems. Many are African American. Homeless encampments are spreading from downtown LA into the suburbs. Now, the mayor blames a housing shortage, which is a laugh, and a staggering mental health crisis. He acknowledges that many veterans are living on the streets. Since 2013, there's been a 55% increase in the number of homeless women. People living in tents, cars, or camps has increased 20% since last year. But here's the thing. Governor Moonbeam and the Democrats who run the state don't seem too concerned about it. And neither does the drive-by media. Because, you see, it's an election year. And Democrats are in power. So the homeless, kind of invisibly, sweep them out of the way. Hillary Clinton was recently in Los Angeles at George Clooney's mansion for a fundraiser. Couples ponied up $353,000 for the privilege of sitting with her. I wonder if donors noticed any homeless encampments on the way in or out, or were the homeless as invisible to Hillary and her crowd as they are to all the other California Democrats?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016. Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena will not be charged with misdemeanor assault by the Brazos County Attorney. Yesterday's decision by Rod Anderson came after he listened to the 911 call, watched police video, and spoke with detectives involved in the April 20th incident.
I advised them of that, which I think they already knew, and I think really they were presenting the case to me only because maybe the media kept asking them or whatever. But anyway, they presented it to me. I looked at it, told them, and I agreed with them. I didn't see any type of charges like that that our office would take, and advised them of it, and that was kind of the end of it.
While Anderson is not filing a Class A or B misdemeanor charge, he has not been asked by the Bryan Municipal Court prosecutor to consider a Class C charge. City prosecutor Josh Galicia said he had no comment when asked by WTAW News about the incident at the home of Pena's mother, where the councilman and his wife have been staying. The College Station City Council has updated its master plan for future annexation, including the creation of a second municipal utility district.
The second MUD, which could be considered by the council late next month, is the Milliken Reserve Master Plan Community off FM 2154. Most of that development's in the Navasota School District. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin, who recently met with the landowner and CSISD superintendent, said the chances of trading land is slim and none.
They looked at the possibility of an exchange or movement of that, but it did not appear likely. It appeared actually extremely unlikely. Mr. McFarland reached out to me. I broke the meeting, but I think what he heard was not unexpected.
It's a situation that is familiar to Mayor Nancy Berry.
I grew up where we all lived on the same block, but if you lived across the street, you went to a different school district. Yeah.
The city's first MUD, where the Texas World Speedway is being turned into 1,400 home lots and a retail area, has reached the stage of a strategic partnership agreement. Developers of Southern Point have approved it, and it goes before the council a week from Monday. Councilman John Nichols asked to have the Southern Point board at the meeting on the 16th.
To address the council about their desires, just so we get to know them a little bit, their opening comments about how they see the process going forward. That'd be helpful to me.
The council would be allowed to annex Southern Point once 90% of the infrastructure has been built. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man has been in jail for the last 2 weeks, unable to post bond following his arrest for repeated domestic violence. According to the arrest report, a witness told College Station police he saw 36-year-old Quincy Burleson pull a woman out of his car by her hair. Officers discovered the victim had a substantial amount of hair missing from her head, along with injuries to her face and arms after she was struck a month ago. Burleson is awaiting trial from an arrest last October after the same woman said she was dragged through their apartment by her hair and she was thrown into a bicycle. Bryan police officers responded to a domestic disturbance early Wednesday morning after the victim said she tried to get police to respond to multiple threats made by her estranged husband. According to the arrest report, 29-year-old Justin Lawan Ellis of College Station is accused of firing multiple shots at a home on West 28th Street. One round from the .45 caliber handgun entered a bedroom, hit a television, and ricocheted into the ceiling. A College Station man tells police he uses a BB gun to shoot water bottles in his apartment. That's after his roommate told officers he fired the BB at her through a bedroom door, causing her to hide the gun under a mattress. That led to the arrest of 38-year-old Daniel Thornton for violating a court order from Utah banning him of having any weapons, including a BB gun. And a Bryan man is out of jail on bond after his arrest by Brazos County Sheriff's deputies for assaulting a woman over a 31-hour period that resulted in hospital treatment for her injuries. 41-year-old Charles Donnelly is also accused of threatening to shoot the woman, then himself. According to the arrest report, Donnelly denied touching the victim. University of Texas professors could be the next target of a lawsuit for not following the campus carry law. The group Students for Concealed Carry says UT could face fines for each of the 1,700 professors who are pledging to not allow licensed concealed carry in their private offices. The group's Michael Newburn says those fines, $10,000 per day per occurrence, totals $17 million a day.
We get a lot of students that contact us about their professors' policies that are in violation of law in several different states, in Colorado, Kentucky, Florida. And so we'll take a similar approach to here in Texas.
He says they might offer a cash prize to students who become whistleblowers or find ways to shield those students from retaliation. The Kentucky Derby is this year's theme of the Convention and Visitors Bureau observance of National Hospitality and Tourism Week. The CVB's Sydney Murrell invites everyone to the community celebration tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park Amphitheater.
We've partnered with College Station Parks and Rec to do a Movies in the Park afterwards. The movie is going to be Seabiscuit. This is really an opportunity for the community to get out and see what tourism does here in Bryan College Station. And we've got some great people that have partnered with us and some great sponsors that you can definitely come and check out.
In addition to giveaways at the community celebration, which is tonight from 6 till 8, the CVB has more prizes next week by following them on their social media. WTAW News Time is 7:37 and it's 55 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
We're here for you
every day.
Last year in Texas, there were 439 cases of West Nile virus, with five of those in Brazos County. Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Sunspace Texas. Don't let the threat of West Nile, Zika virus, or the irritation of swarming mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your back porch. At Sunspace Texas, we offer custom window screen-in-one systems with design options for everyone's needs. Take back your outdoor space from mosquitoes, the elements, and let us help you discover fine porch living. Click sunspacetexas.com to view our products and email us for your free estimate today.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the foundation leaders for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure continues to control the weather across the state. Lots of sunshine yet again today. Temperatures warming up probably to about 85 this afternoon. We'll be clear to partly cloudy through the overnight. By morning, we're 60 to 65. Weekend looks good, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and warm again tomorrow, 80 to 85. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65. Becoming partly sunny and breezy on Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor will have the weekend outlook for us for the Ags, also Major League Baseball scores, and I got some other stories for you. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, there you go. It's 740. So you heard that commercial a minute ago mentioning the Zika virus.
Mm-hmm.
So the baseball series between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Miami Marlins going to be played in Puerto Rico on May 30th or 31st. They may cancel that because of the aforementioned Zika virus.
Mm.
And, you know, they got the Olympics coming up down in that part of the world, kind of South America. That may be a problem.
Better clear up that Zika virus before then.
Yeah, well, easier said than done, I think.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this yesterday. Chelsea, you had a story about an individual that allegedly was going 137 miles an hour.
Yeah, I believe 136 okay. was what he was clocked
136.
At.
136.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, who's going to quibble over a mile
you
at
know,
that point?
You know,
what's
just,
a mile between you know, friends?
News,
yeah.
facts. Just,
so
okay.
I'm thinking, how fast really is that, and is there any way to conceive that? And so thanks to the interweb, you know, you can go check that. Okay, that is going 65 yards on a football field in 1 second. Okay,
wow.
It's 200 feet per second. All right?
Wow.
I figured that brought it a little more into perspective.
And the little clip at the end, his passenger wasn't arrested. He had a passenger on the motorcycle with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't
imagine
know.
How terrifying.
Yeah. Hey.
Terrifying.
Watch this. Oh. And, yeah, what kind of bike is, you know, how wide are the tires? Mm. Okay. Well, again, yeah. just yeah. the whole thing.
Hey, but back to Brazil also having some issues in that area. You talked about the Olympics and everything. Their House Speaker was forced to step down yesterday.
Things are not going well there.
No, it's very, not good timing.
Yeah, is that the place where they're impeaching the president, too?
Correct, I believe
wow.
so. Yeah, yeah.
Falling apart.
That mm-hmm. and they've got styrofoam cups that are bobbing in and out of the bay. So, yeah, it should be beautiful. So, Brad, did you have a chance to look up chicken skin gloves? Because I didn't.
I didn't either. I didn't look up the chicken skin gloves.
How could we have busied ourselves so much that we couldn't talk about that?
Should be the first thing on my mind, you know, at all times, but I just...
Well,
you know.
It's like I'd never even heard of that until you said it, and then a lady called about it, so it really made me
Yeah, I was just
wonder.
Thinking of, like, something absurd that would make the chicken have to be on your hands all the time, and there turns out it's real.
Okay, cruise ship passengers docking in Alaska have allegedly been helping themselves to food at the local homeless shelter. Come on!
Gosh.
I mean, if you've been in a... If there's one thing you do when you're on a sea cruise, you eat.
Mm-hmm.
They have food for you.
Yeah.
They have a different ice sculpture every meal. So, yeah, they got food. But the story says, First City Homeless Services, the chairman there, says that passengers stopping in the town of Ketchikan often stop in to drink coffee and grab a free bite to eat at the homeless shelter. She says they rarely make a donation. She says they'll take their snack and they'll sit there and watch our TV. Last year, 38 cruise ships stopped in the town, leading to 365 visitors helping themselves at the homeless shelter.
Wow. I just don't understand people.
Yeah. That's about 10 people per ship, so that's not your giant cruise ship. But yes, it's
right,
at what point does your
on.
Sense of right and wrong...
Exactly. Yeah.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here? So. All right, let this sink in for a minute. It appears that London has elected their first Muslim mayor. Yeah, let that sink in. Their first Muslim mayor, Shatik Khan, London-born son of Pakistani immigrants, who was locked in a bitter campaign with the conservative candidate Zach Goldsmith, son of a billionaire. About 12% of the London voters are Muslim. So that's make you think about that. Hey there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to be in Ketchikan this summer. Do you have an address on that homeless
I'll
show?
Get it for you. I will. You'll get back. You get back to
free,
us.
Free food.
Yeah. Get a snack.
Yeah. I don't know if it's cable TV or it's just, you know, the regular TV thing, but whatever. All right. It's the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. They call it the greatest 2 minutes in sports, 142nd running. Lady Antebellum will be singing the national anthem. They will be the eighth to sing the anthem at Derby Day. The tradition started back in 2009.
Huh.
Josh Groban, I think, was the first person to do that. Last year's winner, of course, American Pharoah. This year's favorite, Nyquist, currently 3-1. So I was trying to find some really cool names in there, and sudden breaking news, that's not bad.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
It is. Oscar nominated, that's not bad. Whitmore, Outwork. Here's one that I'm surprised has never been used before. Gunrunner.
Huh.
So
Gunrunner. Huh.
Gunrunner. And then Exaggerator. Those are some of those.
I always like ones like, pick this horse, it'll win.
That's yeah,
the name
good.
Of the horse.
It'd be hard to do that. Yeah. Now, so you know, the first Kentucky Derby run in 1875. Brainchild of Meriwether Lewis Clark Jr., who created the race as an answer to the Epsom Derby. He was the grandson of William Clark of the Lewis and Clark expedition thing.
That's cool.
Originally, 13 of the original 15 jockeys were African-American. In fact, black jockeys won 15 of the first 28 runnings
wow.
of the Derby. The horses' names are required to be no more than 18 characters long. That's why it can't be that. Okay. And must not consist solely of letters or initials. Can't be in poor taste. And it cannot not have obvious commercial connection, so you couldn't like call it Kit Kat or something.
Right,
like that.
Right.
And by the way, horses' names weren't always so weird. Back in 1916, the winner was George Smith.
That's a great name for a horse.
That's the name of the horse, not the jockey. That's the name of the horse. And the roses that they put on there introduced in 1932, 554 red roses on a green satin back. The winner's purse will be $1.24 million.
Wow.
Hey there.
Very cool.
Hey. So, Gunrunner, is that Rahm Emanuel's horse?
Yeah. And the Chicago
Bazing.
Entry. Yeah, okay. All right, it's the 747. Words we mispronounced that we didn't know we mispronounced. We'll do that before the 8 o'clock hour.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said that men and women are what their mothers made them. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Maybe that's what draws our hearts back to our moms, no matter how old we are. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. You might remember this news story from a few years back. A 15-year-old California boy sneaked into the wheel well of a Boeing 767 bound for Hawaii. It was dangerous, and the trip could have killed him. But even if we shake our heads at his actions, I think we can all sympathize with his motive. He said he was trying to get to Ethiopia so he could reunite with his mother. His father had told him she was dead, but when the boy found out she was actually alive, he risked his life to see her again. That's the pull mothers have on a child's heart. As someone once reminded me, life doesn't come with a manual, but thankfully for most of us, it comes with a mother. And that's why it's good to celebrate your mom this weekend. But it's also a good time to celebrate motherhood itself. Being a mom isn't merely a side job women do after the really important work of the day is over. It's the responsibility of a lifetime, because it's the role that lays the foundation for everything a child grows up to achieve in life. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. And happy Mother's Day. I'm Jim Daly.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365.
While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:50. Another big weekend is on the horizon for the Ags. Our very own Zach Taylor has more.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your Aggie Weekend Outlook. Turner Larkins, Andrew Vincent, and Mark Ecker combined to allow just six hits and made a first-inning RBI single by Hunter Melton hold up as second-ranked Aggie baseball shut out number 5 Vanderbilt 1-0 last night. Here's Vincent after the win.
It all started with Turner Larkins. Turner came out ready to go, didn't know how long he was going to go, and just told that he was starting yesterday, and He did everything that he could have done to keep us in the game, and our defense played amazing. Getting that first run in the first inning was huge. It allowed us to just tone everything down a little bit and just play our game.
With the win, Andrew and the guys improved to 36-9 overall and 15-7 in SEC play. Game 2 of the series is set for tonight at 6 o'clock. Broadcast begins at 5:45 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Over on the softball diamond, the 18th-ranked Aggies are on the road this evening, visiting 6th-ranked Auburn. Things get underway at 6 o'clock at the Auburn Softball Complex with coverage on KWBC 1550. And Texas A&M Women's Golf kicked off its NCAA Regional yesterday at Traditions Club in Bryan. The Maroon and White are currently in 7th place after finishing the day at 4 over par. Bianca Fabrizio had the best individual showing for the Aggs, finishing tied for 14th after firing a 1-under-71. Round 2 gets underway this morning at 8 o'clock. And that's been your Aggie Weekend Outlook. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other A&M news, Texas A&M assistant football coach Aaron Moorhead has apologized for a series of tweets about loyalty and accountability he posted soon after a highly touted quarterback recruit announced he was breaking a verbal commitment to the Aggies. Moorhead also apologized to A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch of the way, swinging a fly ball, shallow left field, coming in, Nori Aoki, he's there and makes the catch, and the Mariners win it tonight 6-3 over the Houston Astros.
Robinson Cano had three hits, and his tie-breaking three-run double in the ninth inning lifted the Seattle Mariners to their fourth straight win, 6-3 at the Houston Astros Thursday night. Jose Altuve homered, but it just wasn't enough. Altuve did, however, tie a career high with four hits and had two RBIs for the Astros at Minute Maid Park. In Toronto,
strike two pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball game, Blue Jays. 12-2 over the Texas Rangers. A second three-game winning streak this year for the Blue Jays.
Edwin Encarnacion homered, doubled twice, and drove in six runs, powering the Toronto Blue Jays past the Texas Rangers 12-2 Thursday night. The Blue Jays have won three in a row now. They wrapped up their seventh consecutive series win against the Rangers, the team they beat in the American League Division Series last year. In the NHL, Cody Eakin scored at 2:58 of overtime, and the Dallas Stars beat the St. Louis Blues 3-2 Thursday night, bouncing back from a blowout loss 2 days earlier to tie the second-round series at two games apiece. Patrick Sharp set up the winner and also scored for the Stars, coming off a 6-1 loss in Game 3. Game 5 is Saturday in Dallas. In NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks have placed Marshawn Lynch on the NFL's reserve retired list after the running back indicated in February that he was ready to end his football career. Lynch concluded his career with 9,112 yards rushing and 74 touchdowns in the regular season and another 9 touchdowns in the playoffs. The Seahawks, however, will save $6.5 million with Lynch's retirement. And now here's KO.
That's going to do it for sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Now, Mike, I know you guys, you know, obviously you sell vehicles and you've got pretty much all of them, but like Porsche and Mercedes.
Yeah, no, we have.
In Navasota, but you also work on them.
We sure do. I really want to talk about our service department. You know, they do a
They do a great job. They're 100% CSI. I mean, the customer service index at our Ford store is...
That means everybody that comes through is absolutely 100% satisfied.
Well, everyone that they survey.
Okay, is, fair enough.
But the factory really watches all that stuff, and we've had great reputation in our service department for taking care of our customers. And I know it's, you know, we service a lot of outlying markets because we're in Navasota, right? Driving out there 15 minutes will make it worth your time, really will.
All right, to find out more, to get the deal of the day and free Car Friday, because it's getting close.
Yep, teamofnavasota.com.
That's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Race the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K Walk and Run.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Boy, that whole football thing over there at A&M, that just smelling bad. It really is. Doug Gottlieb, yesterday, he was on he's on the zone. What happened is, okay, this Martell kid decommits. The coach reacts on Twitter, and then as a result.
As a result of that, one of Martell's friends, four-star wide receiver Manny Netherly, announced he was reneging his pledge to go to Texas A&M. Quote on Twitter from Netherly: after tonight, I see what kind of person my future coach is, and I myself don't want to play for somebody like that. Moorhead originally, this is the wide receivers coach, said he wasn't talking about Martell when he tweeted his disgust, but no one believed him. By morning, he issued an apology for his, quote, impromptu comments on social media.
Go ahead.
Well, and the thing is, even if he wasn't talking about Martell initially, he followed up with another tweet, wasn't talking about that, but still hashtag no loyalty.
Yeah.
So then he still, and then he continued to tweet more afterwards. So it wasn't a one tweet, my bad, big mistake. He definitely continued to fuel the fire thereon after.
And I think anybody who's old enough to be a parent of somebody that age, I think you're kind of shaking your head, because we're talking about a commitment to do this for
then a third athlete who maybe wasn't a commit but was leaning towards Texas A&M also said he would no longer be looking at the school.
Okay, so now is this just, I wonder about this, is this just football players? Does it happen in baseball? Does it happen in track and field? Does it happen in basketball?
I don't know. You know, it seems very similar to the Kyle Allen thing that happened later earlier on, and Kyler Murray and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know if that's just football thing.
What blows my mind is how early these kids are committing. Softball coaches, because I've calling for Texas A&M this season, I've also talked with visiting coaches. They're having to recruit 8th graders.
See?
8th graders is when they can start verbally committing.
What? And that's parentally driven. That is the bottom line, is that's parents driving that right now. And coaches can't say that.